Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 438. Why we get stuck in ruts and how to break out of them, part 2, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Tuesday and welcome to the show, old friend. OLD stands for Optimal Living Daily, if you didn't know. And this is where I read to you every single day, mostly from blogs, all in an effort to help you optimize your life. And now today's a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, you'll probably want to hear yesterday's episode first. That's episode 437. Otherwise, this one won't make too much sense. And now with that out of the way, let's wrap up the post as we optimize your life. Why we get stuck in ruts and how to break out of them, part 2, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. How I get out of a rut. This isn't my first rodeo. I've been in ruts before, and there are a few methods I use to break out of them. Get reacquainted with my purpose. Ruts are a good time to revisit the reason you wake up every morning. Maybe it's to support your family, become an author, or start your own Fortune 500 company. Whatever your ultimate goal, revisiting it reminds you you're on this path for a reason. It reminds you of why your system is important in the first place. Quick tip, ask yourself, what's my one big thing every morning? This advice comes from Tim Ferriss. Pick one task that's going to make you feel most productive and fulfilled, then prioritize that task. Stop accepting other people's stress. Last year, a potential client called me with a job offer. They needed an article written in 2 days, and my standard rate was too high for them, but they were desperate. I said yes, spent the weekend stressed out about their deadline, and by the time Monday came, I was so stressed out, I didn't feel like working on anything. My work suffered because I was in a rut, which was unfair to my regular clients. If you have a hard time saying no to people, you can probably relate. Someone asks you for a favor and they're completely desperate, so you say yes. You put off your own work and go out of your way to get theirs done. Obviously, if your boss asks you to do something that's in your job description, that's one thing, that is your stress. And it's one thing if a friend is in a bind and you want to help them out because you care. But it's an entirely different thing to sacrifice your own work or well-being for no other reason than you have a hard time saying no to people. Suddenly you're stressed out and burnt out because their stress has become your stress. Plus, you're resentful. It's okay to say no sometimes. Quick tip, if there's something in your life you dread doing and it serves absolutely no purpose but to make you feel resentful, stressed out, and angry, make it your goal to say no to this by the end of the week. Taxes don't count. Focus on self-care. Self-care means prioritizing the habits that make me feel happy, energized, and motivated. Eating a healthy lunch, making time for hobbies, calling my brother. We often neglect these basic habits in order to squeeze in more work, and at some point, it becomes counterproductive. When you're burnt out, your work quality is likely going to suffer. It's worth taking the time to meet a few basic self-care needs. Quick tip, make yourself a tasty and hearty breakfast tomorrow morning, even if it's a Monday. Especially if it's a Monday. Take a step back and enjoy the process. Whether it's a business or a freelancing career or a book, some people want to succeed so badly that their desperation is draining. I fall into this trap a lot. I take what I do way too seriously, forgetting that my goal is to just enjoy my work and help people in the process. Plus, my work tends to be better when I can take a step back and look at it objectively. It's easy to take stuff too seriously when you're overworked, which is why it's important to periodically get away from it. Go to a concert, do something silly, take a break from your goals, and just enjoy life. Quick tip, pick one ridiculous thing about your job and have a laugh about it. Have to deal with dumb internet comments? Well, there's a funny blog post about them at cracked.com, eerily accurate. Baby steps. Yep, Bob Wiley style. When you have no choice but to work through your rut, sometimes it just takes breaking the work down into digestible tasks. For example, when I started this, I told myself all I had to do was write the first paragraph, just one little paragraph. Getting started was the hardest part, but I got through it, and now I'm over 1,000 words in. How did I get here? Baby steps, baby. Quick tip, pick one important project you've been procrastinating. List one step you can take, just one, to get it done. Then do it. Why ruts aren't always a bad thing. We spend so much energy trying to get out of our ruts, and don't get me wrong, they suck and you don't want to wallow in them. However, for me at least, they can also serve a useful purpose. For one, ruts remind me that I'm human. I'm not just some machine following a system. I'm not just some brand following a formula. I'm human. I'm allowed to question life, and sometimes I want to step away from being a consumer or a producer and just exist. Listen to a Jim Croce song, take an aimless walk, watch a movie. Sometimes it's okay to do things that don't directly support your career's bottom line. Second, ruts help me stay on a path that makes me feel happy and fulfilled. It's necessary to do a gut check every now and then, especially because your goals and values can change and evolve. You don't want to use a rut as an excuse to bounce around too much, but sometimes a rut serves as a red flag that something just isn't right. Maybe you realize you don't actually like what you're doing. Maybe you're too focused on stuff that doesn't really matter. Ruts are inevitable, and we chalk them up as pointless, but they can also trigger valuable insight on how we approach our aspirations. When's the last time you got into a rut, and how did you get out? You just listened to part two of the post titled, Why We Get Stuck in Ruts and How to Break Out of Them, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Steve Pavlina. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.